Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. I know you've heard this, I've heard it plenty, Will, that some feel it's selfish to pray for myself. And yet I believe, and I think it's biblical, that it's essential that we pray for ourselves. What say you?
What say me you. Is I better pray for me, because the person with the greatest capacity to derail or help the work of God in me is me. And so I think praying for myself is a discipleship function, because I know better than anybody else next to the Holy Spirit what my needs are, my struggles are, my issues are. And so every day I go before God and pray at length about Will Davis Jr., and I give him permission to do Philippians 1:6, complete his work in me. So I think it's naive. I think it's immature. I think it's irresponsible not to pray for yourself. You better go to war for you, because you're going to affect your life more than anybody else is.
Yeah. And when you think that anything done apart from faith is sin, that we can't please him without faith, there is sort of a misguided, and I think some maybe think it humility, but I just don't think it's that. When you think, I'm not going to bother God with that. When you think he's got endless supply and he says, ask, seek, knock, here I am. You're here for such a time and you need my help. It's not humility, is it?
You know, if you look at scripture, Jesus spent a lot of time praying, including praying for himself, including the last night of his life. The Apostle Paul prayed for himself and asked for prayer for himself. And David, if you read the Psalms lately, David prayed by himself all the time. I mean, David was relentless self-prayer, so it's very biblical. But it really is a function of inviting God to do his work in you. And how am I going to love my wife more if I don't pray to love my wife more and be a better husband? How am I going to be free from addictions and strongholds if I don't name them to God and ask him to free me from them? I mean, it's a work of discipleship, and every Christ follower needs to do it.
Yeah, and you gave some examples in the book. Lord, help me hate sin. Help me love prayer. Give me a platform. Give me the gift of brokenness. Give me a heart, your heart, for lost people. Give me wisdom. And I just think these things must make God's heart glad, because you're asking him to do more of his work in you. I think it's beautiful.
Well, it's fun, Susie, to hear you name some of those, because I wrote that book, I guess, nearly a decade ago. And I've been praying.
And you're almost a septuagenarian, aren't you?
Don't even start. No. I can't even say what I am, okay? I'm so old. There's not a word for it. But the point is, a decade later, the things I mentioned about praying for myself, God's doing them all.
That's right.
That's the point.